శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఓం సాయి రక్షక్ శరణం దేవా. మై డియర్ సాయి డివోటీస్, టుడే ఆల్సో వి విల్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ ద సాయి లీలా ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ బై హరి కిరణ్ ఫ్రమ్ శాన్డియాగో, యుఎస్. దిస్ ఆడియో ఇస్ బీయింగ్ బ్రాట్ టు యూ బై సునంద. హరి కిరణ్ జీ నరేట్స్ హౌ బాబా కేమ్ ఇన్ హర్ డ్రీమ్ అండ్ టాట్ హర్ హిస్ ఫిలాసఫీ. కైండ్లీ లిసన్. ఓం సాయిరామ్. వన్ నైట్ I dreamt that Baba was coming to my house, walking in hot sun. He seemed to be quite far off, but within minutes he was near my house. I was a bit surprised with the speed with which Baba walked up to my house. It was 9 a.m. and it was the 8th of February 2017. He was waiting in the front of my house. I ran up to him and asked Baba not to come inside my house because I thought no one will believe it is Sai Baba who has come, because they are under the influence of Maya and in a materialistic world. They will think this is all unnatural. I came back and shut the door. I woke up from my sleep and realized I was seriously weeping. My conscience was pricking me because we all invite Sai to our houses. But in reality, my mind is still not prepared for it. I am still seeing him as a normal human being. I prayed to him to excuse me for my blunder. Next day too, my guilt overtook my thoughts and I was begging Baba to come back. I kept telling, Baba, please come to my house. That night, the same dream continued. And now that my mind was clear, I ran up to Baba and asked him to come into my house by holding his hand. He said, no, you asked me not to come in, so I don't want to come in. Just like a small kid, I started begging him and saying sorry for the blunder I committed. I then asked him, why Baba, you did not teach me how to talk? I also asked him to explain why I would have said those words, because by nature I care for elderly persons and even if they are strangers. When I find elderly people walking past my house, I ask them to drop in and offer them lassi or coffee when it is sunny. Such being my nature, how will I unnecessarily ask Baba not to come? How can I commit such a mistake, is what I asked Baba. Baba was calm for the affection I showed towards the others and said, okay, I will come then. Then I told him, come slowly. I will open the door first, as you are getting old and you may take time to climb the stairs. He loudly asked, who is old? I was scared, but he seemed like not angry. So I first went upstairs to open the door. I turned backwards for Baba, just turned behind, but he was not there. Now I opened the door. Baba was not behind me, but he was sitting in the couch right in front of me inside the house. I wondered how he reached here so fast. It would have taken minimum 5 minutes to reach here normally. He was calling me to come near him. I went inside and started massaging his leg and sat down beside him. He asked me, now tell me, what are your problems? I said, after seeing you, Baba, I don't have any problems. Whatever are there, they will be there, and you know when to solve them at the right time. I then remembered that I have to give food to Baba, that Baba asked me to cook only one curry and rice every time, is what I remembered. I asked Baba, can I serve you with rice and curry? Baba said, get me whatever you want to feed me with. While preparing the dishes on the serving plate, I remembered that Baba should be served the plate in full. When I give this to Baba, the plate should be full, is what I meant. I also remembered him saying, bring water along with the food always. Then I bought a glass of water along with the plate in which I had kept the food that is to be served to Baba fully. In fact, I had served the plate full so that I serve Baba to the fullest. But when I came with the plate and the water, Baba wasn't there. I woke up crying and asking Baba, why did you leave without eating in full? This dream came a few days after I had a fearful and dreadful dream. That dream was, I was fully drowned in a big ocean-like thing and was suffocating with my breath. I got pulled out of water, fully drenched. And when I came out, I found that I was holding Sai's feet and I was lying in a Sashtanga Namaskara pose. And Baba was sitting on a beautiful golden throne. Now he asked me, "Okay, you are safe now and you can leave my feet." I told him, "Great spiritual people look to catch your feet and long to catch your feet. And I got one such opportunity. I do not know what good deeds or merits I have done in my past births so that I got this opportunity to hold your feet. And I am not going to let this go. I am not going to leave your feet." This is what I told him very firmly. The breeze was quite strong. The currents, I would rather say, and was pushing me away from Sai's feet. I then knew Baba was testing me. So I told him that from now onwards, it is your duty or your responsibility to make me hold your feet for all the rest of the lives to come. Then we both flew in the air to a beautiful world up in the sky. At that moment, I woke up. I told myself that in reality, when testing times come, I must react in the same way and leave everything to Sai to decide. Sri Sachidananda Sadguru Sainath Maharaj Ki Jai. For more audios in English, please visit saililas.com. Om Sai Ram.